morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 28th. You'll be interested to know. 157 years ago today, in 1868, the United States ratified the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. This landmark amendment granted citizenship and equal civil and legal rights to African Americans and emancipated slaves, marking a significant step toward equality and justice in the nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with knee-high sets rolling in. Waves hold around 2 feet throughout the morning, providing nice conditions for beginners. However, expect the winds to remain onshore at 2 to 4 mph, creating some semi-choppy conditions as the day progresses. Enjoy the early glassy waves before the chop sets in. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 0-foot low tide, when the southwest swell is 1 foot at 17 seconds. And the onshore wind is 2 mph. The first low tide Monday will be 0 foot at 6:15 a.m., with a 4.5-foot high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday features a consistent need a waist-high swell, with clean conditions in the mornings thanks to light winds. Tuesday starts fair, but shifts to choppy in the afternoon. Wednesday remains clean early, transitioning to fair and then choppy later. Thursday offers clean waves in the morning, turning fair by midday before becoming choppy in the afternoon. Enjoy the ride. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 67 degrees with 5 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:53, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:01. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with temperatures reaching around 68 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 64 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 70 and light northwest winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with patchy fog and lows around 64 to 65. Wednesday continues with mostly sunny skies and a high near 71. Thursday and Friday will also be partly sunny with highs around 70 and mostly cloudy nights with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Del Mar is facing challenges regarding a mixed-income housing development known as Seaside Ridge. The proposal includes 259 apartment units, with 42 designated as affordable housing. A spokesperson for the project, Darren Pudgel, indicated that a recent court hearing prompted the city to provide a final determination within 60 days. Pudgel expressed optimism, citing a similar successful lawsuit in La Canada, where a housing project was ultimately permitted. In San Diego County, the area median income for a family of four in 2025 is set at $132,400. Now on to sports. Rafael Devers' debut at first base did not go smoothly for the San Francisco Giants, who suffered a close 2-1 loss against the New York Mets. Now just 3 games above the 500 mark, The Giants are struggling in the National League wildcard race, and the much-anticipated Devers trade has yet to elevate the team's performance. While Devers has the potential to improve, his initial performance raised concerns among fans. Despite some bright moments, such as an impressive play in the fourth inning, the Giants may need to reconsider his defensive role and possibly return him to the DH position. In local sports, yesterday morning in St. Footy, the Padres beat the Cardinals 9-2 at Busch Stadium. Manny's four-hit performance, including two doubles, fueled the offense as the Padres tally 16 hits, with Bogarts and Merrill both homering. Colick earned the win, pitching five strong innings, while McGreevy struggled, taking the loss after allowing five runs. The Friars' record now stands at 57-49, keeping them in the playoff hunt. Tonight, the Friars host the Mets at Petco Park for Game 1 of a three-game series. Dylan Cease, with a 3-10 record and a 4.59 earned run average, faces Frankie Montas, who holds a 3-1 and 4.62. First pitch at 6:40 under clear skies and 72 degrees. In top news, in Las Vegas, workers are facing a significant challenge as tourism declines this year, impacting their tip income dramatically. Visits have decreased by 6.5% compared to last year, and workers such as bartenders, showgirls, and dealers report tips have shrunk by more than half. Although Congress recently exempted up to $25,000 in tips from personal income taxes, many feel it does not offset the drop in earnings. Rising living costs further complicate matters as workers rely heavily on tips to make ends meet. As one tattoo artist said, we're all starting to freak out. In business news, Warren Buffett is sending a blunt message regarding Social Security, urging lawmakers to prevent benefit cuts. Social Security is a vital income source for many retired Americans, with nearly 40% of men and 44% of women aged 65 and older relying on it for half or more of their income. The average retiree receives about $2,000 in monthly benefits, which is insufficient amidst rising inflation. Buffett warns that without changes, the program's trust fund could run out by 2033. Risking a staggering 23% cut in benefits. Lawmakers must act quickly to avert a senior poverty crisis. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 3% over the weekend to about $119,000. Ethereum is up 7% to just under $3,900. And XRP is up 6% to $3.26. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Recent research reveals that groundwater pumping has caused Earth to tilt 31.5 inches over the past two decades, impacting its rotation and contributing to sea level rise. The study published in the journal Geophysical Research Letters highlights that this tilt is linked to 2,100 gigatons of groundwater being redistributed, primarily for irrigation and human use. Tang Wianxio, a geophysicist involved in the study, emphasizes the significant role of groundwater in climate-related changes. Understanding these shifts could aid conservationists in addressing climate challenges and mitigating sea level rise. Entertainment news. The Fantastic Four First Steps has taken the top spot at the box office, earning an impressive $118 million in the U.S. and Canada, and $218 million globally during its opening weekend. This marks a triumphant return for the franchise under Walt Disney Company's ownership. Starring Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Eban Moss-Backrach, and Joseph Quinn, the film received an 88% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes, signaling a quality comeback. In contrast, DC Studios' Superman landed in second place with $24.9 million domestically and a total of $503 million worldwide. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, William James Durant. And he said, "The future never just happened. It was created, emphasizing the power of resilience and proactive efforts in shaping outcomes." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.